Ready.
Ready. Secret handshake.
There's the deed.
Yes, indeed. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the regular meeting of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, Lahontan Region. My name is Pete Pumphrey. I'm from Chalfont, California, and I am the chair. I want to thank the members of the public for coming to our meeting. We do a better job when you participate in the issues that come before us. At this time, I would like to introduce the other members of the regional board. Kimberly Cox from Hellendale, Keith Dias from Rosamond, Dr. Amy Horn from Truckee, Don Jardine from Markleyville, and Eric Sandell from Truckee. We also have with us this afternoon Didi Dama. Thank you. Who is a state board member, and I hope that perhaps she can speak to us for a few seconds as part of the meeting. The executive officer is Patty Kuyumjin. Ms. Kuyumjin, would you please introduce the staff?
Most certainly.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. We have a number of our staff here from both Tall and Victorville. I think a good part of the folks out here are from our areas. So we have Laura Kemper, our assistant executive officer. King Niemeyer to my left, who's our staff counsel. Sue Gennaro, who's the clerk of the board. Mike Plasiak, one of our division managers from the Victorville office, as well as Doug Smith, who's here, division from our Tahoe office. Cindy Mitten from Victorville is here. Patrice Copeland. Richard Booth from Tahoe. Jay Cass is here with the Victorville office. One of our new employees, Bill Muir. Welcome. Christine Velasquez, also one of our new employees. Welcome. Eric Taxer from the Tahoe office. He stepped in, I believe. Scott Ferguson from our Tahoe office. Ann Holden. And Lisa Durenbach, both from the Tahoe office. I think I captured her. And the lovely Gita Kapai from the State Board also here. Thank you to be part of our effort.
Thank you. The Regional Board will be considering many items during this meeting. Although we must use our time wisely, we encourage your input on any item so that our decision will be based on all available information. If you wish to speak on any agenda item, please fill out an orange card indicating which item you wish to address and how many minutes you will need. Although we do not administer an oath in most proceedings before the board, we expect all statements made to be truthful, with no attempts to mislead by false statement, deceptive presentation, or failure to include essential information. We also ask that you obey our ground rules, which are to treat everyone with respect. This includes board members, board staff, anyone who testifies, and your fellow citizens. This means no personal attacks and no violent, contemptuous, or disruptive behavior. In the interest of everyone's time, please communicate your ideas clearly and efficiently. So that we can develop an accurate administrative record, we ask that you speak only after you are recognized, and at that time, please come to the lectern and speak to the agenda item. If you do not follow these rules or become repetitious, I may ask you to sit down. Any person aggrieved by any action or inaction of the regional board, including but not limited to the issuance, modification, or rejection of waste discharge requirements, administrative civil liability, or a cease and desist order may petition the board, the state board, State Water Resources Control Board, in fact, to review the decision. The State Board must receive the petition within 30 days of the Regional Board's meeting at which the action was taken. Board staff will provide you with copies of the regulations about filing petitions if you request them. They are also available on the State Water Resources Control Board's website. Thank you for being here with us today. Do we want to... Ms. D'Amato?
Diadamo.
About 6 months from now, if you come to every meeting and I introduce you every time it's possible, I may be in pretty good shape on that pronunciation.
Yes,
pretty quickly.
Apologize. Outside of that.
Well, it probably took you a while to get Patty's name, right? So,
there's a lot of truth to that.
And I was telling Gita on my way down that, because she had some difficulty finding the reservation, because we used my name to check in, and my married name makes it even worse. My married name is Musikian. So we'll just start with Diadamo, and then you can work on the married name another time. So thank you so much for the opportunity to appear before you today. I feel like it's finally, at long last, I'm getting a chance to be here. I've made several attempts, and then for a variety of reasons wasn't able to attend one of your meetings prior to today, with the scheduling conflicts with other items that came up, you know, before the state board. So it's good to finally get a chance to meet you all, and I look forward to a very good working relationship. Patty and I have already met several times. Had the opportunity to meet with or meet the chair at Mono Lake at the celebration about a week and a half ago, and we'll be taking a tour of Hinckley tomorrow. So really look forward to understanding your issues better and seeing what ways in what ways I can help interface with you. So what I'd like to do is just tell you a little bit about myself, and then give you a quick update on some issues that are before the board. So I've been on the board since April, and prior to that had 20 years of service working as congressional staff for a variety of different members from the San Joaquin Valley. So been working pretty much that entire time on water issues, environmental regulatory issues, and it's a big region for agriculture, so worked a lot on agriculture issues as well. And about 12 years ago, I was appointed by Governor Gray Davis to serve on the Air Resources Board, and then I was reappointed by Governor Schwarzenegger and served a little bit under the Brown administration as well. And I always took pride in my work through both roles to work with people of diverse interests to see what could be done to pull people together toward collaborative solutions. And so I really feel that I'm at the right place at the right time because that is exactly what the State Board is all about. And I know you take pride in that as well, this region, and so do the other regions. So we just, I think, have a terrific board. We all come from different experiences, but the one thing that we all share in common is that we want to work through solutions. And so in my short time there, we have had the opportunity to work through a couple of tough issues, the most recent one being the irrigated lands petition that came up from the Central Coast. And we worked very closely with stakeholders. I think in the end, we didn't have anyone that was out there cheering hurrah, but we found, you know, a good sort of a sweet spot moving forward on the Central Coast program. And hopefully we'll help to set the tone as we look at possible statewide solutions for irrigated lands. And I know you're working on the grazing permit as well. So a couple of other items that have come up that, you know, since my short tenure, of course, it's going to take a while for me to become an expert, but a couple of big items that have come up just in the last couple of months that we're going to continue to work on, industrial stormwater permit, general permit. So we had a workshop and heard from a lot of stakeholders, a full day meeting, and it looks like we're getting closer on that one, and that'll be coming up again in the coming months. Just yesterday, we had a workshop on the receiving water limits. This is specific to Los Angeles Regional Board's stormwater permit, and it is coming up as a specific issue in that permit, but it'll be a precedential decision as we review that petition. And so yesterday we just focused on receiving water limits, and we had I would say a good mix of a legal discussion, because there are quite a few legal issues, and the policies moving forward in sort of a more a visionary way of looking at stormwater, integrating water supply and that sort of thing. So looking for a way to be more flexible and at the same time, of course, meet the standards under the Clean Water Act. Drinking water. So you've probably been aware of some of the different legislative measures that have been introduced. So the Perea bill that would have transferred the drinking water program from the California Department of Public Health over to the state board, that got very close, but didn't get through the legislature in the final days. But the governor has made it very clear that this is a priority to move the program over to the state board. And so we have already started working very closely with the Department of Public Health and with the Department of Health and Human, with the Health and Human Services Agency on moving toward a program to transition it over to our agency. So there will be a number, there's a task force that's working on the transition, there are stakeholder groups meeting, so look for a big change to occur sometime next year, either through the budget or through a piece of legislation. But in the meantime, we just want to make sure that we have a nice, smooth transition, so working very closely with all the stakeholders and the agencies on that. And I know Gita works very closely with you. I'm just thrilled to be working with her, and she's very much involved in that process as well. So that's a good thing. And then the last thing that I wanted to mention is that we're getting ready to do a rollout of a concept paper on our strategic groundwater plan. So there are many issues that are really almost a crisis situation in some regions of the state with respect to groundwater quality and also overdraft and supply issues. We sort of have, you know, have a perfect storm here with multiple dry years and quite a few basins where we're seeing situations of overdraft. And so we are working closely with our sister agencies. And the thought was, you know, we really do want to encourage regional solutions and regional leadership in this area. So we have to be very thoughtful as we move forward and communicate what role the state should have. And so what we have is a concept paper that will be hitting the streets very soon. It doesn't make recommendations. What it does is it keys up issues and asks for stakeholder input on a number of different options as far as handling a variety of different issues with respect to groundwater. So there'll be a lot of dialogue on that concept paper, and eventually we will be putting together a draft plan on groundwater. And so it'll be a very lengthy process, but I know you all work quite a bit on groundwater, have quite a history, and so we're looking forward to receiving your input on that. And that's about it. I look forward to hopefully come to as many of these meetings as I can, but unfortunately, oftentimes, as I said, the schedules conflict. And hopefully I'll see what I can do to join you at your next meeting in Tahoe. That's the tentative plan anyway.
Thank you very
much.
First item on our agenda